With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
I am in shock.
As you heard live right here on Radio Cayman Thursday night, Martha Connolly has been recognized as the 2024 Cayman Islands Government Employee of the Year.
I was up against some serious competition with my fellow colleagues, and so I am truly honored for this award.
The annual CIG Employee of the Year ceremony is the pinnacle of the Deputy Governor's Awards Program, a scheme developed to recognize civil servants who exceed expectations and who, quote, symbolize and reinforce the values and standards expected of all civil servants. The 12 finalists at Thursday night's event were each recognized in 2024 as Employees of the Month. The Honorable Franz Manderson.
I'm an exceptionally proud Deputy Governor. I continually see what I call moments of magic where the civil service really excels. And boy, it has been very clear to me that our vision of being a world-class civil service is the right one.
Finalists represented a wide range of departments and services within the civil service, with Ms. Connolly coming from the Ministry for Customs and Border Control. Chief Officer in the Portfolio of the Civil Service, Gloria McField Nixon, spoke to Ms. Connolly's work before announcing her as the 2024 honoree.
And some of the biggest challenges we have is that when things don't go as well as we hope, or when something happens after 5 o'clock or before 8:30, a lack of timely communication. This individual understands in an information age, our ability to communicate is going to be the deciding point of whether or not we are able to deliver for our societies, giving them the information that they need to stay safe, to be informed, and in the sensitive topics that we have to discuss, making sure that we also don't create any international incidents because of the way that we talk about very sensitive issues.
You can watch the full event on the CAGTV YouTube channel. In other news, one of Cayman's utilities reports a more than 15% drop in revenue in the first quarter of the year, down to $33 million.
Our services segment revenue and operating income declined in the first quarter of 2025 due to a completion of two major design-build projects in the second quarter of last year. However, we did see improved performance in all three other business segments, particularly retail and manufacturing.
Speaking to investors this week, Consolidated Water CEO Rick McTaggart said retail water sales on Grand Cayman reflected, quote, much higher sales volumes in Q1 when compared to 2024 due to population growth and increased business activity. Retail revenue increased 9% to over just $9 million, bulk by 1% to $8.4 million, and manufacturing by 10% to nearly $6 million.
So in the first quarter, we announced that our wholly owned subsidiary, Cayman Water Company, received a new concession from the Cayman Islands government. And that concession granted it continued exclusive rights to produce and supply potable water within its service area on Grand Cayman. Due to regulatory changes enacted in 2018, Cayman Water is also required to obtain a new operating license from OFFREG, the island's utility regulator.
Mr. McTaggart told investors those discussions resumed last month, and Consolidated Water expects the new license for Cayman Water will involve a, quote, restructuring of the previous operating terms. Cayman Water operates three seawater reverse desalination plants that produce 4 million gallons of potable water per day for the Cayman Islands. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. The Civil Defense Agency in Gaza says the Israeli military has killed almost 100 people in the past 12 hours in another intense wave of strikes in the north. Footage from the Indonesian hospital in Beit Lahia showed the dead and wounded lying on the blood-stained floor and bodies wrapped in blankets. The Israeli military said it had hit scores of terror targets and was trying to dismantle their infrastructure. President Trump has said that a lot of people in Gaza are starving and that the US will take care of the situation. Mr. Trump gave no further details as he ended his tour in the UAE. Russian and Ukrainian delegations are beginning direct talks in Istanbul, the first such meeting between the warring parties in over 3 years. There were no handshakes and expectations for meaningful progress are low. That's the latest BBC News.